Hey guys, what's going on? It's me, your host, CJ. Now, I know I've been gone for a while, because I've had a pretty busy schedule as of late. So we're going to be trying a totally different approach to the podcast. They're going to be a little longer, the episodes are, and a little more free form. I'm going to try to be focusing more on the, stats of monsters and how you could implement them in a given game or system like that. So that's kind of what I'm going to try to be moving towards with the Beastmaster podcast. And don't worry, if you were around for Weapons Wednesdays or the more lore aspect of these monsters from their native plane or particular work of fantasy, don't worry, we'll cover that stuff if we ever cover that monster when talking about like variations and interpretations of the monsters. And don't worry, I also have plans for Weapon Wednesdays, so don't worry, those aren't going anywhere fast. I just kind of need to get back on my feet, get back in a routine, and start putting out more episodes of the podcast, because I've taken a pretty sizable break. I think the last episode went up on the 22nd of like February last year, like a while ago. So yeah, so this is episode 7, I guess you could say, of the kind of new Beastmaster podcast. All right. Hey guys, how is it going? It's CJ. I am back after a long break since the February of 2017. And this is kind of the new direction that we're going with the podcast. So to kick things off today, I am going to be talking about a monster that I've used very sparingly in my time as a DM. I think I've used a monster like this once, and it was more for flavor purposes than for actual combat, because the environments they inhabit and how well they mesh with the fantasy or science fiction of your world largely varies. And that monster is, well, they're not even really monsters, I guess. They'd be animals. The greatest of all animals, of course, the ones we all loved as a kid, dinosaurs. So how does one incorporate dinosaurs into Pathfinder, D&D 5e, into, hell, even like Shadowrun or Starfinder, if you want to go nuts with your out-of-this-world stuff? Well, dinosaurs are pretty interesting, right? So historically speaking, they come from a context where humans are not a factor. Animals, or not animals, but mammals, are not like a thing that threatens them at all. So to all of a sudden toss them into an environment with swords and sorcery, you might seem, it's odd. But I think it's really cool, because it can, in my opinion, put a really big spin on the druid and ranger classes in particular. Because when you start introducing dinosaurs, it really powers those classes up. Because dinosaurs are badass. Like, dinosaurs are big lizards that don't take any crap. Like, they don't care, man. They will, like, ice you. And a lot of them do have very challenging CR ratings, at least from old, not old yet, I guess, because second edition just got announced, but, you know, first edition Pathfinder, for instance, the Allosaurus, Ankylosaurus, sorry, that's a completely different, yeah, the Ankylosaurus, like, take the Ankylosaurus, for example. It's a CR6, like, and it's one of the weaker dinosaurs, but the thing's got, like, a stupid armor class of 22. Like, this thing is insane to hit. Like, And you can't, and sneak attacking it doesn't really help because its flat foot is 22, so, because all of that is just its big, scaly hide. Like, it's a walking tank with, like, a mace for a tail that does, like, freaking, like, a million damage. It's, like, they get plus 14 to hit with it, and it does, like, 3d6 plus 12. And then they've got, like, a stun ability on top of that. So, like, dinosaurs are, like, badass with a capital B-A. So, how do you implement them? Well, in my opinion, they're really good as set pieces. Because the way I treat dinosaurs, it's just, like, they're animals. They're just big, big animals. And when you treat them like big animals, you really can have, like, a herd of brontosaurus, you know, wandering across an open plain. And if your party has traveled to a new part of your world, for instance, let's say they got on a boat and they decided, hey, we're going to go to, you know, Urthic Island. And Urthic Island is like an island kind of the size of like Australia, and it's very, you know, tribal. It's a lot less nation states or city states. It's more individual tribes, and all the tribes have like a different dinosaur that like represents what they're all about, and that'll tell you like how the tribe's warriors fight and kind of what they value in a person. And you can have their druids or shaman equivalents, and their like rangers, heck, even their fighters, you know, dress, wield weapons similar to, you can make them very dinosaur themed. And I think that's really, really cool. And it really engages your players. So interpretations of dinosaurs vary. But most systems do incorporate them as higher, not super high level, but higher level things. For instance, in Pathfinder First Edition, an Ankylosaurus is a CR6, a Brachiosaurus, which is a giant quadrupedal herbivore dinosaur, it's gargantuan, it's in the gargantuan size category, so it's huge, and it's a CR10. The dinosaurs like the Stegosaurus are CR7, and dinosaurs like the T-Rex and the Triceratops close in at 8 and 9 CRs, respectively. So, they really are a mid-tiered combat encounter, if that's how you want to use them. And I think you can do a lot of really cool stuff even within combat encounters. Like, let's say your party, you know, angers a herd of, you know, Triceratops. And instead of, like, okay, we're going to fight the Triceratops and, like, have a D&D battle, well, what do? They're basically big reptilican cows, but not, like, you know, sissy dairy cows, like Texas Longhorns on roids. So they're going to stampede, and that stampede is probably a lot more dangerous to your PCs than if you just had a bunch of cows stampede, and, you know, it, because a Triceratops, especially multiples of them, are liable to cause a lot more damage than a measly cow. Another thing that you can use them for is, you know, spicing up your own druid or ranger. You can have them as an animal companion. Now, their stats are significantly lowered, and they are usually considered, like, to be a baby of whatever they are. And this is a good thing, because if you were allowed to have a level 1 character with fully grown T-Rex as his animal companion, he probably would not be considered a level 1 character. So this stat decrease is probably for the best. But this is a really cool, and that's at least what I liked in a lot of these systems, is this customizability that they bring to animals, because most animals are fairly generic. Like, you have your, you know, lions, if they're from, like, a more grassland savanna, if they're from, like, a jungle, they can do a tiger. If they're from, like, a more boreal forest, they usually do a bear or a wolf. Like, these are very mundane animal companions. But if you really want to spice that up and you want to put in this sense of, like, they really aren't from around here, is if you have them wandering into, like, a, you know, your medieval Euro-inspired fantasy setting, and they have a freaking T-Rex, and they're wearing, like, khaki-length shorts. Like, they're not wearing winter clothing, and they have, like, a giant thunder lizard as their animal companion. Like, this can really set the tone for either a PC or an NPC as, like, hey, they're not from around here. So you can do a lot of really cool things with dinosaurs that I really think bring... Dinosaurs, to me, are just this flavor creature. They're really good as ambiance. They can make for really interesting encounters. They can make for an interesting set piece. Like, heck, you could make up your own dinosaurs that are, like, impossibly large. Like, you could have a fight with, like... Take that scene from Lord of the Rings. It's either Return of the King or it's Two Towers. And I know you guys are probably going to yell at me for this, but I don't remember which one. Yeah, there goes my nerd cred. So, but that scene where, like, Legolas and the riders of Gondor, or riders of Rohan, take on the, like, dudes with the giant elephants. Like, you could do something similar to that, but elephants are cool and all, but what if they were, like, riding, you know, T-Rexes, or what if they were riding, like, a Brachiosaurus or something? Like, stuff like that is really genuinely cool and can just inject this feeling of, like, this is something different. And I think that's something, as someone who's been playing for a while, and when I took my hiatus from RPGs, tabletop RPGs, for a while, the issue with it really was, I think I've started in too many towns, and it's been, oh, goblins are doing X, or kobolds are doing Y. And I think really setting an interesting tone, or just a cool setting, it doesn't even have to be, like, super deep. A cool setting can be enough to hook a lot of players if it's something different. And I think dinosaurs really shine at that. So, yeah, that's kind of how the new format is going to work. I'm gonna ramble a lot more. I'm kind of going to express what I think is the coolest part about a monster. If there's something that you thought was really cool that I didn't mention, like, go ahead, you know, let me know call into the podcast sometime. You know, we're always down for that. It's always a lot of fun to really see what you guys think, what you guys put out. How have you used dinosaurs in your campaign? Do you think that they are, like, the ultimate combat challenge, or do you like them like I like them, just like a really cool flavor set piece? So, yeah, let me know, and I will see you guys in the next one.